that was the time in Gandhi's life after 1921 when he faced the severest of criticism and condemnation.
Y este fue el momento en su historia en donde se enfrentó a la más grande cantidad de críticas y de condenas.
Not only who were critical of Gandhi's movement, but even his closest associates criticized Gandhi for doing this act.
No solo las personas que no estaban de acuerdo con Gandhi, sino también sus amigos más cercanos criticaron a Gandhi por haber hecho esto.
Then Gandhi wrote a series of articles.
Entonces Gandhi escribió una serie de artículos.
Explaining why he withdrew this. And two things he said. One was his miscalculation. He had calculated the level of the people in a basically wrong manner. He called it a Himalayan blunder. It's a big blunder. That's big as the Himalayas. Because he thought that people were ready for non-violent direct action. Correct. Second thing was that, you know, the preparation that was done for launching non-cooperation movement was not enough. I think that we have a great lesson in people who are in people's movement. People who have to confront the state have an important lesson to learn from this. So Gandhi said that, you know, it is necessary to have training. You have to train people. Not only educate them through, you know, writing. He was running journals, publishing journals, right from the South African days. And through these journals, he was trying to educate the people on national issues.
Gandhi estaba escribiendo en diferentes periódicos desde el sur de India y estaba tratando de educar a la gente en asuntos nacionales a través de esto, pero no era suficiente.
But he felt that was not enough.
Sintió que eso no era suficiente.
Training was necessary.
Se necesitaba el entrenamiento.
More intensive training was necessary.
Necesitaba un entrenamiento más intensivo.
And then you see, the next phase of Gandhi's political activity was concentrated on, you know, doing this constructive work.
Entonces la siguiente fase en la carrera política de Gandhi o en el político fue concentrado en realizar este tipo de trabajos.
Now even in this way, it is another example from freedom struggle.
Voy a mostrar con otro ejemplo por nuestra lucha de libertad.
In Gujarat there is a place called Bardoli.
En Gujarat hay un lugar que se llama Bardoli.
And Bardoli, you know, the British people were imposing very unnecessary taxes and other restrictions on the farmers. And the farmers, you know, rose in revolt against the British. So the International Congress, which was actually leading the movement, thought of beginning a civil disobedience for non-cooperation movement in Bardoli. But on the experience which I mentioned just before, they decided that, you know, the people of Bardoli was not really prepared for an agitation. So the Gandhian workers, the nationalist workers, concentrated in Bardoli for 7 years and they started implementing the items of the constructive program. And in 1928, after 7 years, they declared civil disobedience. They said that they will not pay tax.
So
there was a no tax payment, you know, campaign. And the British came down very heavily on the farmers. No, they said that they decided to auction the land. Of those farmers who were not paying tax. And the fact was that no farmer was paying tax. So the entire land of Bardoli was going to be auctioned by the British government.
Entonces, iba a subastar toda la tierra de Bardoli por el gobierno británico.
People said, fine, If you want to auction our land, you auction. Let us see who is coming to take it. And nobody came, nobody dared to come and take the land in auction. And you know the movement, the civil disobedience